This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, January 11th. Well, folks, the market is very quiet because we're all waiting for that CPI report on Thursday, which will be monumental. We are expecting the core rate of inflation to fall, largely due to the fact that owner's equivalent rent, which is the housing component of the CPI, is expected to fall. Furthermore, we have very low natural gas prices due to the warm weather, and energy costs should be falling as well. Although crude oil is going back up, but you know, in the U.S., our utility bills are mostly tied to natural gas. And if you wonder why your natural gas bills are high with record low natural gas prices, it's because they're taxing it a lot more now. That was passed in the $1.7 trillion bill. Very high taxes on coal, natural gas, and crude oil. So, inflation should be cooling off a bit on the energy patch, and as well as housing, and it should put more pressure on the Fed to stop raising rates. And it's not that we expect the Fed to stop raising rates on February 1st. We expect them to have a statement that implies they're at or near the end. And that's the most important thing we want, and then the market can rally off of that. In the meantime, I like to watch the analyst community this time of year. And normally they come back from their ski vacations and they start to cut estimates. Well, they're not. So that's a very good sign. And we continue to have companies pre-announcing positive results. I'm up to 8 stocks now. So that's a good sign that we have all these positive pre-announcements and guidance. And there's a lot of talk now. This is the trough in earnings and they're only going to get better. So a lot of optimism right now. The banks will be announcing their earnings Thursday, Friday. We don't own banking stocks, but we want to look to see if they're increasing their loan loss reserves because obviously if default rates go up, they have to be more aggressive, et cetera. But overall, we have a very, very good tone, and I really like what I call a flight to quality. That's rewarding our stocks because they have strong forecasts in sales and earnings. So a lot of the games that are played on Wall Street, the algorithmic trading that, you know, takes the winners and beats them up to reward the losers, a lot of the algorithmic trading's on mean reversion, all that's starting to disappear. We're all now approaching earnings announcement season, and it'll be every stock for itself. And this is what we do, okay? And so we're extremely confident we're going to have a very good earnings season. Our companies will beat expectations. Many will provide positive guidance, and we can get back to normal growth. The other thing that's going to be fascinating to watch is will a lot of our ultra low P ratio stocks have multiple expansion? You know, if our stocks just followed earnings higher, you know, I would be up 60% every year. But because of PE compression, we don't have that luxury. But PE ratios have been compressed to, in large cap, to less than half the S&P 500, and in small cap to, you know, a fifth of the S&P 500. So I feel very, very good right now that because we have such strong forecast sales and earnings with very low forecasted PE ratios for 2023, that we're going to get some multiple expansion as well. So, lots to be hopeful about. We have positive flow of funds this time of year. People are funding their pensions and things. So there's a lot of good things happening. And let's just hope we get the great CPI report tomorrow and we rally accordingly. And I will be updating the podcast on Thursday in the wake of the CPI report to give you my take on it. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Enjoy the ride, everybody. It looks like it's our turn for a nice run here, and I want you to enjoy the ride. Take care.